Pogo ban order to be signed this month as Philippines confirms arrest of Pogo mayor. The Philippine government is set to take significant action against Philippine offshore gaming operators, Pogos, with an executive order expected to be signed by President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. later this month. This move follows the president's announcement during his State of the Nation address in July, where he declared a ban on internet gaming licensees, IGLs, and pledged to shut down all existing operations by January 1, 2025. During a Senate hearing of the Committee on Games and Amusement this week, PAGCOR Chairman and CEO Alejandro Tenco confirmed that the executive order will be signed in September. This will pave the way for PAGCOR to begin winding down existing IGLs, formerly Pogos, starting in October. This announcement highlights the government's commitment to addressing the issues associated with Pogos. Illegal Pogos, not to be confused with legitimate IGLs, have been linked to various illegal activities, including human trafficking and money laundering. In a related development, the Philippine Department of Justice, DOJ, announced the arrest of Alice Guo, infamously known as the Pogo Mayor, in Jakarta, Indonesia. Guo, who some allege was also acting as a spy for China, was apprehended shortly before midnight on Tuesday in Tangerang City, following her flight from the Philippines on July 21. She reportedly fled alongside her sister, Sheila Guo, and associate Cassandra Lee Ong amid ongoing investigations into her alleged involvement with illegal offshore gaming operations. Trying to restore order, Guo's arrest is part of a broader crackdown on illegal gambling activities in the Philippines. The DOJ has filed multiple counts of money laundering against her and 35 other individuals connected to illegal operators, including BAOFU Land Development Inc. and Hongsheng Gaming Technology Inc. These companies have been under investigation for their suspected roles in human trafficking and cryptocurrency scams. The crackdown follows alarming reports from workers who claim to have been held against their will in a facility in Bamban, a town with a population of just 78,000. The situation escalated earlier this year when authorities raided the Bamban complex, uncovering over 800 individuals from various nationalities, including Filipinos, Chinese, and Vietnamese, who reported being forced to work against their will. The Philippine Senate responded by launching an inquiry into Guo's activities, led by Senator Riza Hontiveros, to investigate the allegations surrounding the Pogo industry. Guo's absence from several Senate hearings raised eyebrows, as she cited threats to her life and mental health issues as reasons for not attending. Her official social media account was later taken down, further complicating the investigation. Meanwhile, public criticism of Pogos has intensified, with growing concerns about their impact on society and the economy. The ongoing investigations have revealed troubling connections between Guo and the underbelly of gambling operations, suggesting that some of these establishments may serve as fronts for money laundering and other illicit activities. The impending executive order is anticipated to bring about a significant transformation in the Philippine gaming landscape, as the government seeks to restore order in the sector.